listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Come out of the world, oh my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
And I want to talk today about an important thing I see, an important trend that's happening these days on the internet of people come to attack being obedient to Yahweh's word. There are a lot of people out there, and I'm not into the labels and stuff, but a lot of people will refer to being obedient to Yahweh's word as the Hebrew Roots movement. Now, I am not part of any movement. I am part of following Yahweh and being or seeking to be righteous to His holy word. But there are many people that don't identify as Jewish that think that that's the Old Testament and we no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. I don't see that in Scripture. I see everyone needing to be obedient to our Creator. And let me make this clear when we talk about what sin is and defining sin. You know, we have to understand what sin is, and we need to understand what the consequences of sin are. Our Creator tells us in His Word about blessings and curses. Blessings and curses. You see, the Bible is a book of opposites. You got good versus evil, blessings versus curses, and life versus death. You can't have two at the same time. It's a book of opposites. So we got to understand what are the consequences of sin. And what is the result of all these different things? And some people say, well, the consequences of sin is death. Well, we're all going to die. The real consequence of sin is curses. And one of the curses to die before our time. That's what we got to understand. Dying before our time. Because we all have a certain time, and the Bible says a wicked man will die before his time. And then through repentance, which brings refreshing, we can change that by adding years to our life for our repentance and getting right with our Creator and to stop sinning. You know, sin is connected to our blessings and curses. And one of the consequences of certain curses is death, a premature death. But we're all going to die. And then we look at the idea of the thought of you saying Yeshua died for our sins, but if people don't know the definition of sin, and we think about if the consequence of sin is death and we're all going to die, then what do we even need Yeshua for? Yeshua died so we would have eternal life. He didn't die to keep us from dying from our physical life. He died to keep us from dying from our spiritual life. We got to understand the difference. And Yeshua didn't take away the consequences of sin. You know, those that sin are going to have curses in their lives. We don't like to hear the word curse because it sounds like some mystical witchcraft thing. But those that live a life of holiness according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator will have blessings in their life. Now, we like that word blessings, but all blessings are the opposite of curses. Listen, a curse is not just something some witch with some crystal ball is putting on you, or some black magic or something. A curse is the opposite of a blessing. And our Creator says curses will come upon those who do not follow my guidelines and instructions. The curses are the results of our sin, our disobedience, and our Creator doesn't want us to be cursed. He wants us to be blessed. And blessings will be upon those that follow Him, that follow His guidelines and instructions. Well, there are a lot of videos coming out these days about, people talking about sin and what sin is and trying to define who is responsible or who is accountable to what sin is. Some people would actually claim that Yeshua died so we can live in sin. Yes, making an excuse for our sin making his death and as an excuse for our sin. And I see that against blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. I see that against blasphemy against Yahweh in every way and every form. To think that Yeshua died so we could live in sin, so it's okay for us to live in disobedience. No, not at all. You've completely missed the point if you think that you're allowed to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Some will even claim that Yeshua's guidelines and instructions or his commandments are different than Yahweh's. But until you understand Yeshua is Yahweh, it's the same guidelines and instructions. People need to be careful with this if they want to live their life without the consequences that they're bringing upon themselves. So we look at the word in scripture, 1 John 3, verse 4. And this is the scripture that several people seem to have an issue with, because it says here in the scriptures in 1 John 3, 4, everyone who sins is breaking Yahweh's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of Yahweh. You know, but so then people would say, well, the Torah defines what his law is. So if somebody lives against Torah, then they're living in sin. The problem we get with this and people talking about now is, well, what happens before the law was given? Because before Moses gave the law, there were people, Noah, Abraham, Lot, and all these other people of scripture, even Adam and Eve, that were living in disobedience to our Creator, but the law was not yet given. So they claim, well, how could they have been sinning if there was no law yet, if sin is the definition of breaking the law? And to a degree, you have a point. You have a point. So we have to understand, well, what law are they talking about here? And for someone to say that sin is the breaking of Yahweh's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of Yahweh, we got to understand the word obedience. And we really need to look for a more clearer definition of what sin is than 1 John 3, 4. Because we know to live in disobedience is sin, but that doesn't excuse what happened to the people before that. But again, we do have the Torah, the guidelines and instructions, and the law now. So we don't have even that excuse to lay on, because now we know what the law says. But I think there's a better definition that will describe this, because those people that claim we are no longer under the law, or the law was for the Jewish people from Moses to them, which it wasn't, it was from Yahweh to us all. But for those that claim the law was for the Jewish people only, well, there's a better definition, that's for all of us. And if we go over to James 4:17 says, remember, it is sin to know what is good and then not do it. To know good and not do it, to him it is sin. So that gives a whole different definition of who this is for. It doesn't mention anything about the law. It doesn't mention anything about the Torah. It says to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Well, we can make the excuse, if Yahweh's law hasn't come yet, how do we know what good and bad is? Even before Yahweh gave Moses the law to write down, Yahweh spoke to his people. And Yahweh told them what right from wrong was. And the people knew, and the people suffered for disobedience. Yahweh made it clear with Adam and Eve that disobedience is going to have consequences, not only after they sinned, but before they sinned. Yahweh said the words, listen to me, hear my words, and follow them. To right from wrong, to live according to our Father's guidelines and instructions is what he wants us to do, and not what he wants us to live. But even if somebody tried to claim, well, back then they didn't know right from wrong, so they're excused from sin. Or if a sinner back then didn't know right from wrong, are they excused from sin? The bottom line is, today we know right from wrong, because right from wrong shouldn't come from our own ideas, feelings, and thoughts. Right from wrong should come from the scriptures, and today we have the scriptures. So we should know right from wrong, and if we read from scriptures, it's clear what is right and what is wrong in scripture. Now we have the choice. Do we want to follow that or not? And for those that know what good is and do not decide to follow it, that is sin. To know good and not do it, to him is sin. But then you could say there are people out there, let's say, for example, homosexuals, that they don't consider homosexuality a bad thing. So are they sinning while they're living in their sin? They absolutely are, because regardless of how they feel about the word is clear. Our Creator's word is clear of what good and bad is. But then you have the problem is there are people today that call good evil and evil good. And the scripture is very clear about those wicked people that are trying to see things from a worldly view and not from Yahweh's word. And that's the problem we have today. People calling good evil and evil good based on their feelings and their own thoughts and what they think. We have to be careful around the definition of sin and understand what sin is and then understand the consequences of sin. Our Creator gave us his holy word to know what sin is, not to condemn us, but to help us avoid living in disobedience to our wonderful Creator. He wants us to live according to his guidelines and instructions. He wants us to be blessed, just like any child would want their child, any person would want their children to be blessed. He wants us to be blessed. You know, we have to understand the important thing that our Creator did when he died for us to give us eternal life. It still doesn't take away the consequence of sin. And that's the problem we have today in the church. The church thinks that Yeshua's blood takes away the consequence of sin. We know his death didn't take away sin because sin still exists. Disobedience still exists. We know his death didn't take away the consequence of sin because our Creator said we'll be cursed if we live in disobedience, and people are still cursed for living in disobedience. So we have to realize the truth of this and not to make light of what he did do for us when he died for us and how he opened up that door for us to have eternal life with him. You know, to make light of what he did for us, or making light of sin is making light of what he did for us, and that is a wicked thing, a wicked thing. We need to understand sin is contagious, sin is wicked. We need to treat sin the way they treat COVID or Ebola. Run from sin. Run from sin. You know, the scripture that says, flee from the enemy and he will depart. You know, resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Well, what if you don't resist him? If he's not going to flee from you, what's he going to do? He's going to hang around you. Sin is contagious. If people treated sin the way they do certain viruses today, we'd be much better off. You hear somebody's coming down the block that has COVID or Ebola, you run the other way. You don't want to be anywhere near that person. But you hear somebody's coming down the block with sin, all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, there's no urgency to get away. You treat sin so lightly. So we need to take this much more serious and just understand the scriptures more clearly and what it says about this. You know, and get away from calling good evil and evil good. The evil desires, the evil nature, and all these different things. You know, so we need to be careful. We need to be careful. The scripture tells us to watch and pray and not to enter into temptation. You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, so we need to focus on this and separate ourselves from the world and the worldly ways and what's happening in the world. Thank you, Father, for just helping us. You know. We need to put to death the earthly things lurking within us and the sinful desires that people have today. You know, and get back to following Yahweh's word, which teaches us right from wrong. Then we look at the righteousness that brings us and covers us with Yeshua. It says in the scriptures, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit Yahweh's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No. Yahweh's kingdom is for his righteous ones, and that's who Yeshua died for. That's who Yeshua opened up the door for. Yeshua took that for us. He didn't die so we could keep on sinning or take away sin. He gave us the righteous, the opportunity to have eternal life with him and to forgive us for what we've done in the past if we repent. Yeshua died for the repentance of us, that he would open up that door to eternal life. You know, Romans says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yeshua, our Messiah. We're all going to die physically, folks. And if we die physically, then what? We've paid for our sin, right? But now that puts us in a place of what's going to happen eternally. Well, that's where Yeshua died, to give those people an opportunity to repent and spend eternity with him. But the scriptures are very clear as well, you know, about the consequences of this, of those that don't repent, of those that don't change. You know, so we got to look at the words of Yeshua here. And we got to look at the idea of calling good evil and evil good. And Yeshua says, I assure you, in John 8:34, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. We need to release ourselves from that. We need to release ourselves from that, so we could have his blessings upon us. And we could understand and take real seriously what sin is and why Yeshua truly came in a connection to the sin and the eternal life, not just our physical life. You know, so we must have the faith, the belief, and the understanding. And repent. Repentance brings refreshing. It's repentance is what we need. Hallelujah. But there's a big struggle out there that people are having, and people are trying to make these reasons for excuses of sin, and then they don't know why, what's going on in their lives and why they're having so much issues. We need to investigate where we're going wrong in our lives, that certain things aren't happening. But we understand, we got to understand blessings and curses. And that might be another teaching another time, but blessings aren't just having a big house with a lot of money in the bank. It's not what a blessing is. Yes, I don't care where somebody is or what they're going through or what they have. When you're able to have Yahweh's peace among you, to go out and sleep or to go home and sleep and just have peace among you and sleep with peace and shalom, regardless of what's going on around you. When you're up in the daytime walking around, you can have his peace, love, and joy with you without having to worry about the fear of man in the world and what they're doing out there. That's blessings. That's abundance. Have Yahweh's peace and shalom upon you. So everybody, you know, get right with his word and confess the things that you know is wrong, that you've been doing that's wrong. Stop calling evil good and good evil, and stop making excuses for sin, and stop getting right with his word. You know, and Yahweh's grace and mercy be upon you that'll forgive you, and you will inherit eternal life. Eternal life. And you won't die before your time. And you'll be on Yahweh's plan, for he knows the plans he has for you. It's for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Death isn't a disaster. We're all going to die. Dying before our time is a disaster. You know, when he tried to show us this and the consequence of sin, when he died for us and took that for us, not death, but to sin, which leads to what he put himself through of not having the eternal life, the separation from Yah, which some people identify as hell, that we would be with Yahweh always, even after our physical body ceased to function, we would still have that eternal connection, eternal life with Yahweh, and not be disconnected from him. That's what Yeshua did for us. Hallelujah. May we come to trust Yahweh and trust what he wants us to do and how he wants us to live, and to know good and to not do it to him in his sin, so we would know good from evil. we would know wickedness from righteousness. We would look in the scriptures of the way we ought to follow and what we are to do and how we are to live. And we wouldn't be making excuses for it. So those teachers out there that try to say, oh, well, these people are saying you need to live according to the Torah, and you're sinning if you're not living according to Torah. Fine, forget about Moses' law. Forget about these so-called Jewish books and these Jewish things. Look at Yahweh's holy word, what he called good and bad, what he called righteousness, not to fellowship with the pagans and do the pagan customs. And look how Yeshua raised the bar to keep us from having evil thoughts and doing wicked things that open us up to temptation of the world, not even to look upon somebody, not even to think upon something that's going to lead us to sin. Doing his best to protect us emotionally and physically and spiritually and help us and heal us and teach us repentance for us to have a disgust to those things that are not good for evil and wickedness, that we would desire not to be around it, not to run to it, but not to be around it. And we'd be pure and have pure motives and ideas and just want to be around righteousness, and we would run from the sin and resist the enemy. As it says, resist the enemy and he will flee from you. What if you don't resist him? Think about that. If he's going to flee from you if you resist him, what if you don't resist him? What if you embrace him? What if you embrace him? He's going to hang around you. You know, your life's going to be cursed to the highest degree. You know, but then we got to understand it's between life and eternal life. And that is what Yeshua came for. We need to understand the difference of that and stop deceiving ourselves about, you know, him dying, taking death for us and all this. No, he didn't take physical death away. He didn't take sin away. Sin still exists. Physical death still exists. But eternity is what he gave us. And he took our separation from Yahweh away. We're living a righteous life and understanding that. The consequences of sin is eternal death and an early physical death. An eternal separation from Yahweh and an early physical death. People say he came to take away the sin of the world. You know, we read that in scripture, but we got to get a clear understanding of what that means. You know, we got to get a clear understanding of what that means because sin still exists. He didn't change the word. He didn't change the law. He didn't change any of that. He took that separation for us. It's much more important because if he knew he was going to be resurrected, what was it to him that he died? If he knew he was going to be resurrected, why was it such a heartening thing for him to have to die if he knew he was going to be resurrected? If you knew you were going to be resurrected, you wouldn't be still scared of death, right? Death wasn't what he was concerned with. He was concerned with the separation from Yahweh that he had to experience for us. For us. The Bible says that Yahweh cannot set the guilty free and he cannot condemn the innocent. That's what it says, and Yahweh can't lie. He died so we could have eternal life, not the way people make it appear to be in this time. So we need to look at scripture and see what scripture says, and we understand that. So I want to go through one more scripture, and prayerfully you study this out and you'll think about this and look at it more today. Let me give you one more scripture today to talk about. Pull this up here. But praise Yah for this blessed day and I invite your comments for everything we're discussing here. Such an important thing we need to understand. Repentance brings refreshing. To know we have that eternal life with Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that. John 3:16. For this is how Yahweh loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. You know, underline and highlight and circle that word eternal. It's not about physical life. It's eternal life. We're all going to die. It goes on in 17, Yahweh sent his Son into this world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. So we have that opportunity not to be disconnected. For those that would repent and acknowledge him for who he says he is, even with our sin, because we're not perfect, he opens up the door and gives us that opportunity for those who acknowledge him. Acknowledge him and praise Yah that we deserve to be eternally separated with Yahweh. Every single one of us deserves to be separated with Yahweh eternally and not spend eternity with him. Because we've all messed up. But Yeshua died so we'd have that opportunity to have eternal life with him when we accept him for who he is and what he says he will be. Hallelujah. We've got to remember that. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. You believe in him, Yeshua, there's your eternal life. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing Yahweh and his salvation. It says, Yahweh's light came into the world, but people loved darkness more than light, for their actions were evil. You know what loving darkness more than light is? Loving darkness more than light is saying to know good and to not do it. They love sin more than they loved Yahweh. Verse 20, all who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their disobedience will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so they can see that they are doing what Yahweh wants. So when we understand this, that Yahweh died in 3:16 in the right context, it's going to change everything. So when we understand John 3:16, they understand Yahweh loved the world. And he gave Yeshua to die for our eternal life. For our eternal life. So, you know, let me clarify that. Yeshua didn't die so we as an excuse to live in sin. Very clear right there. And I believe there are a lot of people that claim that he died so we can keep on sinning, or it's okay to keep on sinning. No. We're talking about eternal life here. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.